Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 252 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 7th is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of being positive and encouraging. Write down a positive or encouraging note to yourself. Put it on a 3x5 card or set it as a reminder on your phone, and read it 3 times throughout the day. Write down a positive or encouraging note to 3 people and share it with them today. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. George Boyardee was an outstanding lacrosse player at Cornell University. But as John Gordon explains in his book, The Hard Hat, George's legacy and impact involved much more than his skills with his lacrosse stick. George was a great leader and a tremendous teammate who was positive and encouraging to many, many people who had the privilege to encounter him. George was selected as a freshman to carry the hard hat, a tradition at Cornell and a symbol of the culture of hard work that Cornell supported. But George didn't just work hard for himself, he worked hard for others as well. When 2 of his freshman teammates were scared to jump into a lake on campus that is part of the lacrosse team's tradition, George climbed up on the ledge and jumped right in to break the tension and help encourage the other guys to follow his lead. George was one of the best long-stick defensive midfielders in the country. But when he was a freshman, the team already had an outstanding player in that position who was 2 years older. So the coaches asked George to switch positions to short-stick defensive midfielder. He did so without complaining and stayed positive. He practiced extra before and after the normal practice times every day that year to improve the skills he would need in his new position. And he encouraged his teammates, not necessarily by his words, but by his actions, because George lived by a motto that he had grown up with on a paperweight in his bedroom at home, with these words from Benjamin Franklin: "Well done is better than well said." George's teammates remembered how he always shared positive, contagious energy. They said he never said a mean thing about anyone. He had a genuine kindness that drew people to him, and when they did get close, he would always ask how they were doing. He wasn't just some guy on the team who worked hard. He was someone his teammates respected and also liked being around. His smile lit up a room, and people always felt better being around him. But George was actually pretty quiet and reserved, at least in groups and larger settings. He didn't speak a lot in groups, but he was still a great communicator. He would let people know what he was thinking and feeling with his powerful eyes and smile. George was a great listener and learned a lot about his teammates by asking questions and through one-on-one conversations. On March 17th, 2004, George and his Cornell teammates were leading late in a game that had been rescheduled from the night before because of snow. When their opponent took a shot at the goal, George jumped in front of the ball and blocked it with his chest. He staggered to the sideline and collapsed. The athletic trainer performed CPR, and George was rushed to a nearby hospital, but he died. George's family, friends, coaches, and teammates suffered through shock, disbelief, and grief. But ultimately, George's impact and his legacy didn't end on that cold March night. His positive and encouraging legacy live on through many different traditions and annual celebrations. And George didn't build his character skills during his life for self-promotion. He built them for self-donation, and he continues to inspire people through the life he lived and how he seized the power of choice to write his own story. So how about you? Can you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of being positive and encouraging? Can you write down a positive or encouraging note to yourself? Can you write down a positive or encouraging note to 3 people and share it with them today? Remember that George wasn't great at speaking in large groups, but preferred to talk with people one-on-one. And writing a note of encouragement is a great way to do that as well. If you're looking for some ideas on how to be more positive and encouraging with your students and athletes, I highly recommend you pick up a copy of The Hard Hat by John Gordon. Not only do all proceeds from the book go to help the George Boyardee Foundation, but it will also inspire you to increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day.